This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. River levels in parts of the Midwest started falling today after a week or more of severe flooding there, but the crisis is far from over. Hundreds of people have been displaced, if not more, people who now have to figure out how to pay for the damage that was done. The National Flood Insurance Program does help homeowners buy affordable flood insurance, but it is a big money loser for the federal government. So, can you say public-private partnership? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer can.
Pretty much everyone agrees the National Flood Insurance Program needs an overhaul. The next chance to do that is this September, when Congress has to reauthorize the Flood Insurance Program. The program is about $25 billion in debt because it's paid out much more than it's collected. Free market advocates like Ray Lehman of the R Street Institute say that's why Congress should encourage more private insurers to sell flood insurance at market prices.
Having the reminder that there is real risk at the coast is important. Those prices are there for a reason.
Right now, Lehman says, the government keeps flood insurance prices down for everyone who owns a home in a floodplain. That includes expensive beachfront homes. Lehman says the government should only give the subsidies to lower-income homeowners. But Laura Lightbody, who heads the Pew Flood Program, wonders if private insurers would want to sell to those homeowners.
So it is a tricky balance between rates reflecting risk and also not kicking people out onto the curb.
One of the flood insurance bills now in Congress would make sure that doesn't happen. Lower-income homeowners would get vouchers for private insurance. Carolyn Kuski is a fellow at Resources for the Future. She says, don't forget, the government can also reduce risk, making it less likely that people get flooded.
Elevating homes or moving people away and turning it over to open space or building all sorts of different structural protection.
Kuski says the government is doing a careful dance on flood insurance, wanting people to understand their flood risk and pay for that risk, but not squeezing out lower-income homeowners who don't want to leave their houses, even if they are in a floodplain. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.